Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Yakira. How can I help you?
I got my Visa bill today, and there's two charges from your company. I don't know who you are.
So we do represent over 100 online vendors, and if you could give me your zip code, I will be gladly to check and see what was ordered or what was charged upon
Three.
your.
30120.
Thank you, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name?
Mamie Scott.
Give me one moment, Scott, okay?
All right.
Okay, Ms. Scott, may you verify your address for security purposes?
434 West Main Street, Cartersville, Georgia, 30120.
Thank you, Ms. Scott. Give me one moment as my system loads up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Scott,
Yeah.
so I do have an account pulled up affiliated with your name. Give me one moment. And I'm going to give you a quick rundown as to what led up to this written charge, okay?
All right. I don't recognize. I haven't. It's the order, the number, the charge was made December 5
mm-hmm.
and December 12th. I haven't bought anything.
Okay, so I understand that you did not authorize any of these charges, no recall. I am going to just give you a rundown as to what's going on, and I will transfer you over to my fraud department because we do take fraud very seriously. So as a part of my behalf, I can do is get you canceled. So those charges, so that charge on December 4th, that was for a charge of $5.74. That was a entry to win a cookware set. You don't recall that at all? Where you might have took a survey or anything? Ms. Scott?
Winning a cookware set?
Yes, you don't recall that?
But I don't know. I don't recall doing anything.
Okay, so yeah, that's what that was for. So I can get you canceled and I will be transferring you over, okay?
All right, what was the other one?
Oh, that was for it. So that also enrolled you into our online gadget store where you get a $125 gift card voucher to use a part of, and you also is charged every month until you cancel. So that's what that 60
cancel.
I am, Ms. Scott. I am going to get you canceled out. I still have to transfer you over to my fraud department, okay?
I don't do, and I have to pay that $67 for something I don't want.
So that's why I will have to transfer you over, because they will have to further assist you on that behalf, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You.
You're welcome, Ms. Scott. Give me one moment while I update everything, okay, Ms. Scott?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, Ms. Scott. Just trying to get everything updated, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Scott, I do have everything canceled. I do have that membership canceled out. I do have the cancellation number for you whenever you're ready, Ms. Scott.
Oh,
okay, I'll wait.
Wait a minute. Let me run to my desk. Well, run is the operative word. I walk slowly.
Take your time.
Okay, the cancellation number is?
It is C as in Charlie, 263.
I'm sorry?
It's C as in Charlie, 263.
263.
2000, so it's 2,044.
Okay, 44.
Yes, you may repeat that number back so I can confirm it's correct, Ms. Scott.
All right, C-263-2000-44.
Correct, Ms. Scott. Is there anything else I can do for you besides transferring you over?
No, and that 80, or what is it, $67 for the... a yearly fee that you all charge, is that right?
Yes, you was only charged on the 10th so far.
And so you canceled that out?
I wouldn't be able to cancel that because in a situation like this, as an agent, I'm not able to touch anything but cancel their membership itself. I would have to transfer you over for my fraud department.
Right, but that's right.
Yes.
I won't be charged again. Because you canceled the membership, right?
Correct, Ms. Scott.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just hold, please, as I transfer you over.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling in, and you have a good one, Ms. Scott, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.